This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, with Chef Pedro Barossa, Parker, Palm Springs. Good to see you, Chef. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Thanks
for coming.
I am good because I just had the best lunch of my life today. We'll get into the food here. But first, Chef, your journey. Actually, let's just set the scene. The Parker Hotel. Tell folks where we are exactly here in Palm Springs. Where's the Parker and what's the vibe here all about?
I mean, Parker is a very exclusive resort. We are in basically in a gin autry where Mr. Gin Autry, the cowboy singer, yeah, used to have his own house.
Do you know any of his songs?
Not really. Let's talk about kitchen. Singing is not my best. Yeah. But yeah, basically, Gin Autry used to have this rancho for his baseball team.
Yeah.
And I mean,
crazy story.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's wonderful. A big story.
Yeah.
And yeah, and afterwards become hotel, and it's where we are now.
Yeah. So, and here at the hotel, there are three restaurants. Let's just set the scene. Firstly, I'm next to the confessional. Am I in a church or am I in a bar and restaurant? Where am I exactly?
I mean, yeah, we call Counter Reformation. Why? Because we just serve wine, and that's why it's the confession. That's why it's this, yeah, vibe of. Of the church, as you can see.
Sacramental.
Yes, yeah, that's all. But yeah, we serve here just wines, European wines, in this venue with a small plates, basically.
And yeah. I'm loving the small plate, Chef. Duck pork and fig tureen, cheesemonger's choice, sauteed hen of the woods, ham on Iberico, if you love your, oh my gosh, Iberico ham, the best. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
My favorite thing is the caviar and donuts. Basically, it's a donut served with a caviar. I think it's one of the best. It's not really, you don't see a lot, but when you eat it, it's fantastic.
Wait, are we having caviar and donuts today?
Yes.
Oh, I love you. I'm giving you a virtual hug. Thank you, Chef. And then what about the wines here? The wines local? Are they from afar? Where do you draw from when it comes to the wines here?
Yeah, basically, the wines in Counter, we have a set just wines only out of America. Basically, we have wines from Spain, Portugal, France, Italy. It's basically out of the normal. If you go to other outlets, yes, you have the Sonomas, you have the South Americans, Argentinian, Chiles, and all this stuff. But here is only European wines.
Well, this counter, this room is my church. because all the things I love to eat and drink are here. I forgot to mention, you've always got to give love to the escargot, the snail. It's not a French-themed place, so it doesn't have escargot. So many great offerings here. Let's move to our favorite it is my favorite place, Norma's, because I love to eat al fresco, outside, inside. At the core of Norma's, what's Norma's all about?
Norma's is an American diner, basically. It's exactly what you go for, a old diner, but in enormous portions, more elaborated, of course, than a regular diner, in a luxury way.
Yeah.
This is what Norma's is all about. Basically, every single portion is supposed to not be finished. You're supposed to eat it the rest at home, basically.
Well, I'm telling you that. There are leftovers for dinner tonight. So you
everywhere.
Come here for lunch, you got enough for dinner.
Everywhere.
Let's talk about a couple of the highlights. Any menu that says rabbit food on it, I want to know more about the rabbit food.
I mean, basically, rabbit food is our main dish, is our main salads. I mean, as we know, I mean, rabbits, they eat like vegetables and grass, and basically it's our, instead of we call appetizers or a salad section, we call rabbit food.
Which I love. One of the most inviting sections of the menu, afternoon delight, everything from the cheese, the tuna burger. I just had this for lunch. I love this. Claws and chips. Gone fishing. Talk us through this dish.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a traditional, I would say, fish and chips, but we have lobster on it. And basically, the name is something that we create just to name it more fun, I would say. But it's whatever you have. If you go to England and you have fish and chips, but here we do fish and chips and lobster, I think is the luxury part of
it's elevated. Dinner. It's elevated luxury for sure. Let's talk about Pancho's crispy fish tacos.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think we are very close to the Baja Mexico, and we need to have it. I mean, and I think we have our own style of tacos. We use fresh mahi-mahi. Bring it every day the fish coming, and we do every single portion a la minute, everything it's very fresh, and again the name is just because we serve with a skewer. It's what we call the punch.
We
punch all of them together.
I love
basically.
This and of course, friends, if you want to come here, Norma's always has wine flowing, great cocktails, a great spot for breakfast. You can come here for brunch, for lunch. Can you come in into the evening?
Dinner as well, yes, yeah. Yes,
so
yes.
So hey, come for breakfast, stay for the whole day. You can't come to the Parker Hotel without visiting Mr. Parker's himself. Mr. Parker's, what's Mr. Parker's all about?
Mr. Parker's is a kind of hidden place, I would say. It's a very... very beautiful restaurant. It's basically a new American cuisine, I would say, with my cuisine, I would say. It's very international products, a little bit around the world where I come from or where I pass through. I'll just give an example. I use one of my favorite dishes is a duck breast that I use five spices on the crest of the duck. That is something that you don't see around here.
No.
But also we have the traditional lobster bisque our way that we use Pernod instead of brandy.
Sure.
as you see regular. We have an amazing beef tartare done in front of you.
Beautiful. And we got to talk about the lobster pappardelle.
Yes, I mean, this is this traveled with me since 15 years around when I was back in Dubai. It's Banha Cauda is a traditional Italian sauce based in anchovies.
Ooh.
But when you eat, you don't feel the anchovy thing.
Yeah, good.
It's an amazing dish.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to have to come back. If you want to have caviar, You know, you can have your champagne and your caviar dreams right here at Mr. Parker's. Royal, et cetera, caviar, if you want to go really royal and crank it all the way to 11. Of course, the wine program, the cocktail program is an important part of the story here,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. I mean, when we talk about fine dining, of course, we have an elevated level of wines in Mr. Parker's, different than the other outlets. That's why we have all these different menus and different wines as well. And of course, we have our main cocktails. That we have the Parker Paloma is the highlight of the Parker. And we have the Pink Heater. It's also the one of the top cocktails. Basically, the Parker Paloma is based in tequila, and the Pink Heater is based on vodka and our homegrown grapefruits in the Parker.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. And Chef, you have picked a dish from each menu just for us to highlight. I know it's tough, Let's go to Mr. Parker first.
Mr. Parker, yeah. I would say the lobster pappardelle. I think if you come and you eat it, you will never be disappointing at all.
It'll change the course of your life.
Yes, 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 yes. I think you will come back again for that dish.
Let's go to Norma's. What's Norma going to serve us?
Norma's, I would say, very, very French toast. I think is very unique, and you will see the size and the beauty. Or one of our Benedicts. We have a short rib Benedict that is fantastic as well. For me to choose one is very difficult.
Yeah.
But I would go for the very, very brioche French toast.
I love that. And there it is. Mom can't make this. That's the section it's from. And let's go back. By the way, the menu at Counter Reformation, it's split up on the side. It describes the offerings: fish, fowl, meat, and soup, which I absolutely love. Always tough to pick a dish here, but chef, I hear food coming. I hear the rumble of food and noise.
Yes.
Come on in, guys. Come on in. Maybe not. So right here, chef, Counter Reformation. If we were to pick a dish from here, what would it be?
Yes, I would do the caviar and donuts. I think it's very, donuts, America, U.S. and the touch of caviar on the top, I think it's really, I mean, it's our own donuts recipe. It's not a traditional one. We do based on ricotta inside, and I think the caviar on the top gives the touch that you will really feel different than the other places.
Yeah. So many great items, three great dining opportunities. What I say, come for lunch, stay the night. Check in. Let's go back in time. Chef Pedro, your journey in food began in your home country, in Portugal. Where did you grow up and who was cooking in the family?
I mean, my mom used to cook. Yeah. My father used to sit down in the sofa and wait for the food at 8 o'clock sharp, the time of the news start. The food needs to be in the table. Old school, of course, and somehow in some year, I don't remember exactly what year, I need to help my mom.
Yeah.
And I start to cook. I start to cook for my parents. I start to cook for my father mainly during the day when I was spring breaks and vacations and so on. After that, I elevate my level and I start to cook for the neighbors. I start to do pizzas for the neighbors and give for free.
Wait, you didn't charge them?
No, I was give for free. Just for them to judge.
Yeah.
My skills. They were not fantastic at that time.
Yeah.
I was 12, 13. And at 15, I decided to go to a culinary school.
Yeah.
And I moved from my hometown, from my comfort home, and I moved for another city.
And a big move at that age, right?
Yeah,
15 years old.
Yeah, I was 15 years old. I did six. I start 15, straight away moved to 16. I was living during the week. I never forget, I was living with in the kind of a monastery. With two ladies, very like a church kind of house, and was great for me. I mean, I think I grew a lot, of course, in my profession and also as a person, as an education, helped me also to be a better person, I would say.
Life skills, cooking skills, how to show up, how to be disciplined, how to be responsible. Let's go back to Portugal, though. When you think about the cuisine of your homeland growing up, was there something in particular that your mama cooked back in the day that stays with you to this day? What's the food memories for you growing up?
I mean, Portugal is very known, especially nowadays, about food. And we have one of the dishes that I never forget anymore, that is pastel de bacalhau. Basically, Portugal has hundreds of recipes of codfish. Even though we don't fish, we don't go in fishing codfish, we only fish sardines and mackerels and octopus and all this, but codfish is our main, and we have one of the dishes that I also represent in Counter, that is a pastel bacalhau. Basically, is a fried codfish cake.
Yeah.
And is, I always remember my mom doing them, and is maybe one of the memories that always travel with me and always will be in my restaurants.
Sure, yeah. A little reminder there of home, a reminder of mama. You're a papa, two little kids, 2 and 5. What do you cook for them? Do they have a favorite dish that papa makes?
Yes, mac and cheese. that needs to be. I try to teach them to don't eat.
So they want the greens, right? I mean, do they eat the greens?
No,
so they make their vegetables?
I mean, when we are living in Hawaii, we used to have a lot of local products, and they start to eat. I mean, the older one, Mia, she start to eat a lot. Nowadays, she's more picky. After that, when we moved to DC, Max born, but nowadays he eat as well. But ketchup is something that I'm teaching them to don't eat. Don't
no
ask
ketchup.
Me why.
No ketchup.
I don't like. And I'm trying to them to don't eat. But
now,
yeah.
Now I'm feeling bad. I ordered ketchup for my fries. Sorry.
It's okay. No. I mean, it's just personal.
So when you're not being a dad outside the kitchen, what do you love to do here in Palm Springs? What are your hobbies? What are your interests?
I mean, I pass a lot of time in the pool. I'm my days off basically is when everyone is working. When everyone is enjoying, I need to be working.
Yeah.
Right? Means I have a little bit of free time.
Yeah.
Kids on the school.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my wife is working as well. Means I pass a little bit of my time alone, and I try to be in the pool and to play a little bit of tennis as well.
Yeah.
This is how I pass my days.
And your homeland, Portugal, has become a hot spot. I mean, great food. I've always loved port. I've been drinking port, you know, since I was love the port. But a hot place. A lot of people are moving there. It's on the map, Portugal, now in ways it has not been. It's a beautiful thing, I think, in some ways. What do you make of the fascination with Portugal? All of a sudden, it's the hot spot.
I'll go back in what you are saying about port. I'm something that I didn't mention yet. I'm a port collector.
Oh,
I'm a vintage.
Wait. You buried the headline.
I'm a vintage port collector. Of course, unfortunately, I can't bring them here.
Yeah.
But I have a nice cellar back home of vintage ports.
Yeah. What's your address?
Basically, it's one of the things that I think Portugal has major nowadays. Oh, yeah. I think port, if you go to any Michelin star, any fine dining restaurant, they're a very exclusive restaurant. Everyone has port.
Yeah.
Not everyone has only vintage, but yeah. Anyway, this was just off the topic on the topic.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Portugal become very famous. I think we are a very small country, right? We are very social. We are very welcoming people.
Yeah.
That's why we have a great weather. We have an amazing Atlantic coast. In 2 or 3 hours, you are in Spain. In 4 hours, you are in France. And anyway, you name it.
Yeah.
But I think the secret of Portugal nowadays, and used to be as well, when I was looking there, I think it's us as a Portuguese.
Sure.
I think we are very...
Hospitality, conviviality, the warmth. People remember that. When you travel, what do you remember? You remember the people. First and foremost, you remember the people. Chef Pedro, I want to talk about life here in Palm Springs. How is life here? I know things are alive again after COVID. All the cities across the country are coming back to life again. But in terms of a community, what does it mean to be a chef here in Palm Springs? I know this past weekend you were part of Palm Springs Food and Wine Festival. There is a community here.
Yes. I mean, I think one of my points to come here is to show what I learned around the world and what the valley that is small, like I would say, if you come from a big city like I used to, they need difference. They need the different restaurants, and that's why I think when I come, this was one of my main reasons, right? To show to the community what I learned around the world and what we can show here to these beautiful people or the ones that are living here 365 days a year, or the ones that are coming with that we call snowbirds.
Snowbirds, yeah. They come, they dip in for the winter, and then they head off for the summer. It's a glorious place to be. Friends, do one, come all, come enjoy the experience of the Parker, the three different restaurants from Norma's to Mr. Parker's. I'm just going to name this as my favorite, though, Counter-Reformation. I'm just looking at all these things. There's nothing on this menu I do not like. Cocktails are a big part of the program. If you could talk about a couple of signature cocktails, what are your favorites? What are the standout cocktails here at the Parker?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned before, I mean, we have our state is full of citrus. We have our own orange, our own pomegranates, our own grapefruits, oranges, and all this stuff.
Dates.
Yeah. Oh, we have a couple of palms with dates.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have the pink heater. I think is one of our that I mentioned before. We take our own grapefruits and we squeeze them nicely. We use a nice vodka to mix with, and this is one of our hits. The second one I would say that is the most popular is a Paloma, traditional, that we do our twist with our citrus, and of course tequila is the base, as we are near the Baja,
yeah.
And these I think are the two.
Yeah.
The two main cocktails I would recommend to pair with or Norma's or Mr. Parker's as counter-only serve wines.
Yeah, and so you want to come for world-class wines from around the world, beyond the Americas. You want to come here to Counter-Reformation. Chef Pedro, what a joy to sit with you and have a conversation with you. I'm going to let you have the last word for those who've never been to the Parker in Palm Springs. Why should they come?
Parker is unique. I work in a lot of places around the world, but I think Parker is unique, and you just feel that when you open the orange door and you enter and you see all the Jonathan Adler decoration and so on is there when you feel Parker. It's difficult to explain if you are not here, but it's a unique place. I think every detail was done to welcome the people, and the people will come and return after your visit. And of course, restaurants are one of our biggest eats. For a small hotel, our F&B offering, it's quite unique and quite huge, I would say.
Well, I love that. To come here, the minute you walk through the door, you're transported to another land. The cuisine takes you around the world, as does the wine. But if you want to get away from it all, this is the place. You can come here, check in. You don't have to leave the hotel. Stay for a few days, enjoy the great food. Chef Pedro, thank you so much. Chef Pedro,
thank you so much.
Ramosa, Chef Pedro Barossa, more on Chef Story, more on the Parker Story at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Champ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.